106 Jack FM, Hertfordshire. News.
3 years ago, I was diagnosed with a very rare heart and lung disease called pulmonary hypertension. And I was actually given just 2 years to live after about a year because I kept going downhill. And I was actually, at that point, put on the transplant list. And I was told it would be a long wait because I needed a heart and lungs. And it might take 2 years to get the heart and lungs. So it was quite a very, it was a very tough time, those 2 years on that 2 year wait for the transplant, because I was going downhill all the time. And you know, I'd been told I only had 2 years, really. So it was a very traumatic time.
And how many days were you waiting? It was something like 500-600 days, wasn't it, before?
Well, in the end, I waited just over 2 years. So I went past the point where longer than they actually said, and I started going downhill again. I was admitted into hospital because I'd gone downhill. And then within a week of that, I got my call for my transplant.
Why did it take so long? Was it just trying to find that suitable match?
It's finding a suitable match. The fact that I actually needed three organs rather than just one. And also there's a huge shortage of organ donors. There's a huge shortage of organs. So that's why it takes so long. It was quite a really tough time because a transplant operation for heart and lungs is a very risky transplant. And they really tell you all the downsides of it rather than the upsides of it in a way, so you know what you might have to go through. So we did a lot of questioning, is this the right thing to do? But at the end of the day, it was the only way I'd ever get any better, and I was just going downhill. So we knew that's what we had to do, however hard it was going to be, really. Obviously, I'm clearly still recovering, but each week's got better and better. I used to have to carry around an intravenous drug that I had a line into my heart and a pump. I carried a pump the whole time with medication. So all that has gone. So I can do little things I couldn't do before, like have a proper bath and a shower, just very simple things, which feel absolutely wonderful, which I know people take for granted. I'm actually walking a lot further. I was using a wheelchair if I had to walk more than a few hundred yards. So the wheelchair has gone. So that's wonderful. I'm using an exercise bike, which I could never have dreamt to get on an exercise bike during the last few years. And I'm building up my fitness again, and mentally it's huge, because before I was going downhill and just going down and further towards dying, really. And now I'm just getting better and better, and I can see my life's just going to be normal. Well, it's nearly normal now. I'm just recovering still a little bit. But my life's going to be completely normal again. I've no pulmonary hypertension. The disease has gone completely. So mentally, that's huge. Right from the very beginning, just little things. I had huge side effects from the drugs I used to be on. They went overnight. Even when I was unconscious, my husband was saying, "Oh, it affected all my skin badly." And everybody was saying, "Oh, skin looks normal again." Everything just from day one started to improve dramatically. I'd say please think about it. If you want to do one good thing this Christmas, please sign up to the organ donor register. Tell your family that you've done that so they're aware, and you can just change someone's life so much, more than one person's lives, probably eight people's lives. You can change like mine's been changed.